Talk about some utensils that you might have around the house. What would you say that your best dishes and things like that are made out of? The ones that you use for company.
Oh, chinaware?
Have you ever seen an egg made out of something like that that you might that somebody might put under a hen, try to get it to lay?
Oh yeah, artificial egg.
Artificial egg?
We used to, way back yonder, we used to raise what they call an egg gourd.
An egg gourd.
Just the shape of an egg and an old hen lay. Used to, you know, you thought you had to have the egg in the nest for a hen to lay.
Uh-huh.
And you'd put one of them gourds in there, and if a dog got it, you'd lose no egg. We've had dogs rob our nest and get that egg gourd. About the time. But, of course, he got food. He didn't get nothing when he got that gourd.
I guess he didn't.
We used to raise chickens on the outside. My wife did. She always enjoyed them. And of course, you can't keep them here. They'd be over on the highway or over in our neighbor's yard or somewhere else. So we don't try to raise them. We just keep them late. You know, I like to hear a rooster crow about 4 o'clock in the morning.
I guess that's nice for you, used to it.
Yeah. You know, roosters start crowing about 4 o'clock in the morning. Make you sleep good.
You were talking about, you mentioned a bucket a while back. Is that is a bucket and a pail the same thing to you?
Yeah.
Very same thing.
Very same thing.
What are they usually made of?
Aluminum or galvanized. Houston had them, the galvanized buckets. But now, in other words, we got more plastic buckets than we have any other time because they're not used for what them buckets we used to have. You use the hot or cold you want. And now, in other words, I know my wife come in with a new plastic bucket the other day about mopping stuff. But used to, you get a galvanized bucket. I know what you remember. We used to get the white galvanized bucket for a water bucket. You know, kind of, it looks so much cleaner in the water. It looks so much cleaner than you did on one of them browners, you know.
Right.
My wife used to think we had to have a white galvanized bucket to drink out of.
What would you call the type of bucket that you might keep around your kitchen to throw scraps in for the hogs?
That's a slop bucket. That's what there was but one name for that.
Slop bucket.
We used to have them outside the door. Sometimes, in other words, we have kept them in there. We've had to hold up a bunch of dogs around to keep them set in the house. Put something down on the floor to keep spilling anything around it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it wouldn't be on the floor. Because we'd empty it out, you know. And we'd generally keep two where it wouldn't smell, you know. Put, mm-hmm. put one out there, it'd be a sun in. And use the other and just change them back, you know, wash them out. Then the slop bucket soon goes smelling like anything else, you know. We used to, if we kept them out, always had two or three.
What about the bigger one that you just throw everything in that you wanted to get rid of? That's your what?
Garbage barrel.
What would you call the container that you might use to put cut flowers in, keep around the house?
You mean pots?
Pots.